Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 223 entitled Virtues of True Leaders. As I continue in the book of Exodus, Moses has burnt the calf and ground it to powder and dust. It made me think of an action that parents would take when their children would speak in a profane language or lie. They would threaten, and some actually would wash their children's mouth out with soap. It tastes so bad, from mistakenly getting it in my mouth during a bath, that it would make you think twice before doing it again. The taste of soap is not easily forgotten. Moses made them drink of their sin. Then he asked Aaron a deeply disturbing question. Then Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought so great a sin on them?" Exodus chapter 32, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. Remember that Aaron was a priest. This is being perpetuated by many leaders today that actually hate you. The way he answered says a lot. That they were prone to evil. In other words, I just gave them what they wanted. He stood as they were running around naked and acting in the most uncivilized manner. Just as it has been prophesied against this nation for exposing themselves, wearing less and less, nakedness is the next step. Allowing us, as the Israelites were, to be mocked and vulnerable to attack by this country's enemies. Aaron should have been the next leader, as he was closer to Moses than anyone else, seeing the power of God as he plagued Egypt, side by side with Moses as the Lord judged Egypt. But it was Joshua who stayed with Moses, a faithful protege with an earnest heart towards God that would succeed Moses. Confirmed in Aaron's lack of accountability of how deadly the sin idolatry is. Aaron's flippant answer led to grave consequences. I said to them, "Let whoever has gold jewelry take it off." So they gave it to me. Then I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf. Now when Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them get out of control to the point of being an object of mockery among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and he said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." And all the sons of Levi, the priestly tribe, gathered together to him. He said to them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, every man strap his sword on his thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate throughout the camp. Every man kill his brother and every man his friend and every man his neighbor, all who continue pagan worship." So the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed, and about 3,000 men of the people of Israel were killed that day. Exodus chapter 32, verses 24 through 28 of the Amplified Version. This is a leadership qualification that not every man is prepared to carry out: to take a harsh stance against sin and evil, choosing God over brother, son, and friend, having to forsake your loved ones because they sinned against God, having the courage to be an example to the people that sin will not be tolerated by God and therefore should not be tolerated by any man. When people ask why God is so harsh, this is answered already. We are wicked, stubborn, and rebellious. This is why it is written, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 of the King James Version. In other words, stop mixing what is holy with what is profane, because God is no respecter of persons. Then Moses said to the Levites, "Dedicate yourselves today to the Lord, for each man has been against his own son and his own brother in his attempt to escape execution, so that he may restore and bestow his blessing on you this day." Exodus chapter 32, verse 29 of the Amplified Version. The curse was removed from those who were obedient, who truly loved the Lord. As I said before, God was imparting revelation into Moses even about the end times and judgment. Take heed, because idolatry is a grave sin. Then note Moses' selflessness as a leader. The chief characteristics that are internal. Then the next day Moses said to the people, "You have committed a grave sin. Now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh, these people have committed a great sin against you and have made themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, please blot me out of your book which you have written. Kill me." But the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book, not you. But now go, lead the people to the place where I have told you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I punish, I will punish them for their sin." And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Exodus chapter 32, verses 30 through 35 of the Amplified Version. Do you see that even though Aaron attempted to shift the blame to the people, the Lord still attributed to him his role in the situation? Every man will be judged according to his own works. The Lord was rightfully angry, even though he would still keep his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, But at that time, he had decided not to go up among the people, or they would die in their wickedness. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Say to the sons of Israel, you are a stiff-necked, stubborn, rebellious people. If I should come among you for one moment, I would destroy you. Now therefore, penitently, take off your ornaments so that I may know what to do with you." Exodus chapter 33, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. Now I want you to pay attention to these next scriptures. Even Moses separated himself from the people while offering a place for those who wanted to truly serve the Lord. And Joshua chose to stay in the presence of the Lord, away from the people. Take heed where the people stood, outside, but with a small semblance of reverence. Now Moses used to take his own tent and pitch it outside the camp, far away from the camp. Are you listening? And he called it the tent of meeting of God with his own people. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the temporary tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise and stand, each at his tent door, and look at Moses until he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the doorway of the tent. God would meet him there. And the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tent door, all the people would rise and worship, each at his tent door. And so the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses returned to the camp, his attendant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. Exodus chapter 33, verses 7 through 11 of the Amplified Version. When I was a child, long before I was aware of Moses' posture in this, I would pray, "Lord, if you are not going to walk with me to the end of my life, then I don't want to go. Take my life." This merit should also be in every man of God. This was also demonstrated by Solomon and David, and I will confirm it after this as I close. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways so that I may know you, becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with you. Recognizing and understanding your ways more clearly, and that I may find grace and favor in your sight. And consider also that this nation is your people." And the Lord said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest by bringing you and the people into the promised land." And Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with me, do not lead us up from here." Now pay attention. "For how then can it be known that your people and I have found favor in your sight? Is it not by your going with us so that we are distinguished from set apart your people and I from all the other people on the face of the earth. Exodus chapter 33, verses 13 through 16 of the Amplified Version. Let me confirm this in His Word. That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give to you." Then Solomon said to God, "You have shown great loving kindness and mercy to my father David and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, your promise to my father David is fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge so that I may go out and come in, performing my duties before this people. For otherwise, who can rule and administer justice to this great people of yours?" 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 10 of the Amplified Version. Know that as God's people, because you are so precious to Him, He expects premier qualities in a leader. So you should expect nothing less for and from yourselves. This is confirmed by the eye-opening revelation given to King David. "And David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David an house. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake." 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 10 through 12 of the King James Version. Let me verify that every soul matters in the eyes of our God. The Lord repented of His anger at Moses' sincere request to remain in His presence. His love is solidified in the very fact that He stayed with His people. Then the cloud, the Shekinah, God's visible dwelling presence, covered the tent of meeting, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud remained on it, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Israelites would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey on until the day when it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel. Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 38 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolencewoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again. This is a new addendum. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you. Thank you.